This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Europe's rise in COVID-19 cases is putting a strain on the number of hospital beds. In Italy, lines of ambulances park outside hospitals awaiting beds. And in France, the government coronavirus tracking app prominently displays the intensive care capacity taken up by COVID-19 patients. 92.5% and rising. And the ICU in Barcelona, there is no end in sight for the doctors and nurses who endured this once already. Intensive care is the last line of defense for severely ill coronavirus patients, and Europe is running out of beds and the doctors and nurses to staff them. In the country after country, the intensive care burden of COVID-19 patients is nearing and sometimes surpassing levels seen at last spring's peak. Health officials, many advocating a return to stricter lockdowns, warn that adding beds will do no good because there aren't enough doctors and nurses trained to staff them. Scientists on Monday said initial trial results in Pfizer, Inc. and BioNTech's coronavirus vaccine far outpaced their expectations for protection against a completely new disease, but that many questions remain unanswered. The drug maker said their vaccine was more than 90% effective at preventing COVID-19 based on data from the first 94 people in the trial to become infected with the coronavirus. The efficacy rate means that the overwhelming majority of infections occurred among people who received a placebo rather than the vaccine. In the U.S., Pfizer intends to seek broad approval for individuals aged 16 to 85, but the FDA and an advisory group to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would make decisions about who should be in first to get the initial doses. This is VOA News.